Good
I
morning.
noted that
I'll do the intro first.
okay.
Good morning. It is 10 a.m. We are here today, January 10, 2025, via Zoom meeting for the status hearing of OPAPA 24-005, Pacific Federal Management Inc. versus the Guam International Airport Authority. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J. F. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jared Hernandez and Vince Duenas. Will appellant PFM please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Morning, Mr. Public Auditor. This is R. Marcel Johnson, Mars Johnson, on behalf of Pacific Federal Management. We don't have any representatives other than me present.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GIAA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Mr. Public Auditor. William Brennan from the Ariola Law Firm for the AB Wampat Guam International Airport Authority. There won't be a management representative today. Thank you.
Thank you. Will interested party Green Community Development DBA Surface Solutions please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Shannon Tayetano for Green Community Development. No representative is present for this morning's hearing. Thank you.
Thank you. You may proceed.
Good morning, Council. I noticed that nobody filed any motions. Am I correct?
That is correct.
None from the airport.
And how long do you think the presentation of evidence in this case will take?
On our side, we honestly didn't think a hearing was necessary since the issues are kind of legal, Your Honor. So we didn't really plan on presenting too much in terms of witnesses.
How long will it take you guys to submit your briefs then?
Just to be clear, for the airport, I did give notice to the other parties that I do anticipate witnesses, just to show the sequence of events.
Okay. And how many witnesses are you planning on subpoenaing or bringing for this hearing?
So 1 to 2 airport employees, 1 contractor's license employee, and potentially a representative from the third party designer that assisted with the specifications. I don't necessarily need all 4, but I did give notice of those 4 potential witnesses. And I've checked with their availability for the week of February. I think it was the first week of February, but I understand that that may change.
Yes. Mr. Johnson is leaving on the 8th, and I just confirmed my medical appointments first week rather than later. So I'm trying, that's why I called this SES conference to see if we could hold it at an earlier date. My only problem also is that I have a big hearing on the 23rd that may last several days. Can we do this before the 23rd?
I can't, the airport cannot, just because it is it, airport week turned into airport 3 weeks. And I believe they start on Monday. But I did check with them. The date that was floated was the 30th. It does appear that we have availability on that date. There is an airport board meeting anticipated for the afternoon. So, and just if I could answer your first question, I don't think it would take me more than a half day, maybe 3/4 of a day.
So
Just to,
then, even if they are having airport week, just tell them they're coming down to a hearing.
No, understood. I just it's just that was the 1 week they just have their, particularly the manager and the DEM, who I do not intend on calling, but if the other parties do, I could, let me just see. I didn't check with them before the 23rd, but I mean,
Because I thought you said the airport week was the 10th to the 17th.
yes, initially, but there's just events going on. I'm sure we can make it work. I won't need the manager here if the parties don't intend to call the manager or the deputy. I could make it work, but I will just have to double back and I'll get with Jarek if there are any conflicts. But if you set a date, I will make sure I'm prepared to present, even if it's before the 30th.
Yeah, because my flight reservations are on the 31st, and if this lasts long, I don't want to I don't want to I just can't change anything anymore. I paid for my tickets and my reservations at a hotel, so and my appointments are set. But if it's only going to be a half day, then it doesn't matter, really matter then. Ms. Taitsino, do you anticipate presenting any witnesses?
No, if anything, if we are permitted to ask questions of the airport's witnesses, it would probably be the architect or engineer that prepared the scope.
Okay, no, I mean, no, of course you're going to be able to cross-examine or ask questions.
Thank you, Your Honor.
And so with everyone, one day would be sufficient then for this hearing.
I believe so, yes.
I'd agree with that. I think so. And just for your information, I am open on the 17th. I just looked at my calendar. I'll confirm that with the airport that the procurement manager is not involved in anything that day, but that looks good for me next Friday.
Hey, well, how about presenting the preparing the briefs? Can we get the briefs in as soon as possible? Because I thought earlier everybody was saying that this is a legal issue. And so
I think we've
I
actually drafted included most of the legal arguments that we plan on presenting in the briefs that we provided to the PA already. So if it comes to a hearing brief, we could submit ours Monday if we needed to.
I'd ask
Mr.
for
Brennan.
Wednesday for a hearing brief, I think, if that way I can just meet with the two witnesses just to make sure I can fully flesh out what their expected testimony will be. I mean, I spoke to them, but if, you know. And I can also fashion it sort of as yeah, just to kind of outline so that it, you know, we the other parties will know where at least we're coming from with the witnesses if they're not calling any.
I noticed that today no one from Seville and Tang is on. Mr. Brennan, do you know what they were concerned about in this case?
They represent Cortec, who was issued the notice of award after the airport board took action on this procurement. So I think they've represented, they're just observing. I haven't seen a formal entry.
No, they haven't submitted. I'm just wondering what they were, what they won't be presenting, so. How soon can I get briefs?
Like I said, we could provide ours Monday, but if the airport prefers Wednesday, we have no objection to Wednesday.
Ms. Taitsino?
Wednesday's fine with me too, Your Honor.
Okay, why don't we do this? Why don't we prepare the briefs? Mr. Brennan, and then let's meet next Thursday. What's the date next Thursday?
16.
Why even here? What's the date?
The
The 16th.
16th.
Okay. And then let's meet next Thursday and see about signing your subpoenas and whether what date your witnesses are available, and then we can schedule it at everybody's convenience at that point. Okay.
When would the briefs be due then?
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Okay.
So
Sorry,
I'm
just.
gonna give you guys enough time.
Just to clarify though, so there's two sets. The first is the hearing materials, and then the second date is the hearing briefs. So are you saying you want everything on the 15th or the 15th? We usually do separate dates for those.
Sure.
I'm the only one calling witnesses. I've already told them who my witnesses are. I can file a witness list today, just so that it, you have it and the parties have it. But
And
yeah,
any
I've already kind of
exhibits?
in.
Okay. Why don't we do that? Let's file the briefs. Let me read it, and we'll meet on Thursday, and then we'll see how soon you guys want to have the hearing. We can still have it on the 30th, or we can have it before my big hearing on the 23rd. I just want this out of the way.
Understood.
Okay.
All right. I know you guys were initially, when we were meeting the last status hearing, you guys wanted to have it in the middle of the month. Did I remember somebody saying mid-January?
That was me, probably.
Oh, okay. So, well, let's try to get this out as soon as possible. Okay.
Understood. I'll send the witness list and the proposed subpoenas today.
Okay.
Or I guess we'll leave them blank, but you'll have
Yeah, we'll
them.
leave the date blank, I don't really matter. And whatever, all the exhibits are already in the
Camera.
record, right?
Yeah, I think the only thing, and I'll make sure to supplement, but would be the different versions of the rules just for reference, because they were mentioned in the, I think both the agency report and the response, or the comments on the agency report.
Okay, whatever needs to be supplemented, supplement it.
We'll do.
And let's meet next Thursday. Am I free at 10 o'clock, Jarek?
So
Or
you currently have a retirement fund scheduled meeting status for you.
okay, 11.
That's at 11.
Okay.
So 10 o'clock on Thursday, or so 10 o'clock will be the status hearing.
That's the 16th, right?
Yes. Can I just
No,
suggest
make it 11 o'clock. What? Leave my retirement fund
yeah.
on.
So that's I said 10 o'clock. The retirement one is at 11. So I'll put this one at 10.
Okay.
And then can I just suggest for even if you file today, but can we make the hearing materials due on Monday and the hearing brief on Wednesday? So hearing materials on the 13th and hearing brief on the 15th. Just for so I can put it in the official notice.
That works with us.
Okay. Thank you guys.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
you. We're
Thank
off
you.
the record at 10:14 a.m.